Hey everyone, Pastor Dustin here for this month's LeaderCast. I like stats, I'm not sure if you do. I was actually reading that 70% of all stats are made up on the spot. That's obviously a joke, but I did have some stats I wanted to share with you, and just as a heads up, they are kind of a bit sobering, so just stay with me until the end. I promise it ends on a better note. So the first stat is about those people who don't attend church. So people who don't go to church, you may know people right away that come to mind with, you know, family, neighbors, or friends, but 70% of people who don't come to church have never even been invited to church. 70% of people who don't come to church have never been invited. So the other side of that coin is the other stat is that 2% of people who actually do come to church actually extend invitations to people to come to church. 2% of people in church extend invitations every year. And so right now you're probably like, gosh, thanks for the guilt trip. I'm not trying to do that. There is good news in all this, right? The good news is that 82% of people not coming to church say they would be somewhat likely to attend if they were invited. So the good news is that there is hope, and it does seem to lie in the fact as if we as Christians, or more specifically us as leaders, could model this or help build this culture of invitation and get over whatever it is that prevents us from inviting people, that people would show up, that the gospel would be preached, and they'd have an opportunity to respond. And so you can say a lot about those stats, but it's something I think we'd agree on, and I just want to say clearly, is inviting people makes a difference. Inviting people makes a difference. And I know that you guys know this as leaders, but I think the question for us becomes, okay, how can we try and help those around us not only believe this, not stop with just belief, but also act upon this belief? How can we help build a culture of invitation so that people can hear and respond to Jesus? And so inviting people, I just want to talk about two aspects. One, just to remind ourselves, but also it'd be helpful in just talking with others. And it's the why and the how, right? The why behind we invite, and then how we invite. And so you have our heart, the heart of invitation, and the mouth of invitation, and how we actually build that skill. So both got to be there. We know that for this to last and having any kind of endurance beyond just a week or, you know, flash in the pan. So let's talk about the why, or the heart behind the invitation first. And really, why do we invite? Jesus. Jesus is the great inviter. He invites us into relationship with him. He invites not just us to follow him, but he's seeking to save those who are lost and draw them near to himself. He is the great inviter. And so it's important to just to remind ourselves, but also to talk, like, we're not inviting people just because it's a church initiative. That's not the why. The heart of inviting comes from us following Jesus and being his ambassadors into the world, his representatives into the world. We invite because he's invited us. The heart of the Father is behind the motivation in inviting people. We chase after Jesus, and this is a stepping stone on that path. It falls in line with following after Jesus because of his invitation to us in the world. So it's important to say, right? You can't just assume the why, but that's the why behind we invite and then behind the invitation. And then the how, you know, how we use our mouth, how to speak an invitation or develop a skill, sometimes really big jump for people, right? And as leaders, we might have assumed this, or it's been so long ago that we forget this, but just three quick things. And first is just an encouragement that inviting people is not as difficult. It's not more difficult than it needs to be, right? I think for a lot of people, you say, hey, you know, invite somebody, and they immediately have this feeling of fear. You know, what's their reaction going to be? What's their pushback? And what am I going to say? And is there going to be an argument? And I think a lot of times I remind myself about John 1 and how simple it can really be. When Philip tells Nathaniel, hey, we found Jesus, and, you know, the one that we've been waiting for, you know, Nathaniel pushes back and is like, oh, from Nazareth? Like, and instead of engaging in that, Philip says, you know, just come and see. There's an invitation just to come and see for yourself. You know, I'm going to trust that Jesus does the heavy lifting. I'm not going to change your heart, Nathaniel. I don't raise people from the dead. Just come and see him. Come and see Jesus. And just how really simple it needs to be. And I think instead of being immobilized with fear, we just remind ourselves that, you know, Jesus does the heavy lifting, but he's invited us to have this small part in inviting to come and see. The second is to pray. Right. And that's not the token, hey, LeaderCast, you got to mention prayer. Our prayer is that our hearts, the why behind invitation, is actually aligned with God's heart, right? And instead of white-knuckling it and just trying to be good Christians and good followers, that we realize that this comes out of the heart of God. And God, you need to please show me, remind me how worthy people are of being invited and worthy of being pursued and worthy of being asked so they have the opportunity to meet you and to hear from your word. And the last thing, probably the most practical thing we can do as leaders, especially in our life groups, to talk about it. To talk about it. It's the number one reason people gave when asked why didn't they invite somebody is they just said, I didn't think about it. It wasn't on my radar. And so the more that we talk about it, the more it becomes on people's radars. And now opportunities that would once pass them by, they're able to seize and kind of act on those. And so Easter is coming up. Easter is one of the times that people are most open to saying yes to an invitation. So just as an encouragement to talk about it with your groups now, just be real, raw fears, maybe some scripture to bring in on why this is important and worthy of being pursued. As a leader, we have the chance to influence and teach others so that they capture the importance of inviting. And I just encourage you to celebrate it when people do. Celebrate it and just say, man, that's awesome that you stepped into that and overcame fears and were able to do that. And I think probably the most important thing is we can just model it ourselves, you know, model it to our group. So God is actively working to draw people to himself, and we get an awesome part in participating with God in a really amazing way through inviting. So thank you so much for letting me have the chance to speak with you, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.